Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Take the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Had a small emergency.
What happened, dude?
I was looking outside.
Uh-oh.
The lawn guy was cutting the grass. Zeus and Dre had him cornered.
Oh, jeez.
I yelled, "The big one just wants to play."
He was having it.
Just take the ball and throw it. They'll both go away.
Man. The headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers return to action tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. 7 o'clock is your puck drop. You, of course, can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Get that ready for you here. Looking forward to that. Also tonight in the NHL, you got Stars and Jets, game one of their series. The Jets coming in double overtime and able to move on to the next round. So that gets going. This series begins tonight.
If you got the late game in basketball or hockey, I'm sorry, that puppy might not start on time. It's brutal, right? I have an update.
From? Stars and Cigars?
Stars and Cigars.
Yes.
It would be a projector and a screen so people can watch the Panthers game.
Yes.
So we added one more caveat to this event.
Right. There's going to be a...
You got your whiskey, you got your cigar... It's all free, and you can watch the Panthers game.
Don't forget your game show.
You're doing. You're not. Forget the. You're doing a game show.
The big reason everyone's going. We got a game show. 6:30 p.m.
Are you really doing a game show?
Yeah, right before I'm giving away a championship ring.
Wow.
Yeah, showing off my foot flexibility as well.
Is by any chance is this championship ring made out of candy?
No. Fake gold.
All right, well, yeah, we got that going for you. It's going to be a fun night. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, which is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, back this Friday at Tabacon at Plantation Walk starting at 6. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQM staff. Enjoy whiskey and cigar from Drew Estate. We got our projector with a large screen so we can take in some playoff okey, as Bob would say. Registration is needed. Just stop on by Tabacon and Plantation Walk this Friday. It's free. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend.
I have no choice because they're going to have my car.
Oh.
I have to drop my car off, so...
We have a trade in the NFL. Oh, George Pickens has been traded, wide receiver from the Steelers. He has been dealt to the Dallas Cowboys.
So he went to something with structure to a place with chaos.
I'm all in.
How is that going to fit there? It sounds good.
He's a bit chaotic, though.
Good receiver duo. Him and CeeDee Lamb?
Yes, there comes a point where the return isn't worth it. So what I would say to this, as long as we've been involved in football, watching it, cheering for it, or whatever, you've had talented players who have been knuckleheads. And because of their talent, everybody has taken chances with them, only to be let down by something that you already knew before you took that chance. So here's the problem with Pickens. It's about time. Did he get paid or he about to get paid?
He's about to get paid.
And so you going to pay him with that headache?
Apparently they are.
You going to pay him with that uncertainty? You see what I mean? I'm not saying it can't work, but I'm saying you're asking for it. Now, the good thing about it is Dallas can go to him right now and say, we want you long term. We want you to be here. However, we're not giving you no money if you continue to be a knucklehead.
Mm.
And we'll just let you walk. So, and then you can put it to him this way. That'd be now two teams. What team you think is going to give you a boatload of money after you done already tore through two organizations?
It's a good question.
So you're losing money.
The Steelers get a third round pick in next year's draft and a fifth in 2027. The Cowboys sent back a 2027 sixth round pick.
It's pretty amazing that when guys get traded before they get their money, right, they don't go for much.
Yeah, because you got to pay. You got to pay him right. A ton. You don't know how he's going to go into the environment, and you're going into a place like it is interesting because you're going to a place they paid CeeDee Lamb, so they don't have to worry about that drama. But you're going to pay him, and it's like, are you going to pay him? Normally, a guy gets like the most. He didn't have 1,000 yards last year. Like, what does he get paid that makes him happy and satisfied? But I'm sure that they have those conversations before making the deal. I'm sure they have talks with the agent and whatnot. I don't think they just go to a blind. Yeah, I think so. I would imagine so. Usually that's how it happens if a guy's up for a deal.
Well, if they're going to give him a contract right away, though.
Sure.
Right? If
you think Tyreek Hill, you think Tyreek Hill was like, damn it. Thought of himself, he's like, I could have come to Dallas.
You think he would?
He would have loved Dallas.
Dude. He's like, Dak Prescott, top five quarterback.
Oh, gosh. CeeDee Lamb. But, like, I don't know.
I mean, it would be a good tandem. However, it also comes with some stuff. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not saying I was a model citizen, right? But they never had to worry about me on the football field or in a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that you have to be dependable in some areas for them to even consider it. I think what I'm saying is I don't know if that environment is conducive to him not doing the same things he did in Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh had the environment. If Mike Tomlin says, I've had enough, whoo! Well, that dude could coach anybody.
He does, but he does hit his breaking point, too. I think he's like, you know, right. He's like, all right, enough of this.
But I'm saying there's certain people in the league, there's certain people in your life that you know if they've said, I've had enough of this, that you go, woo.
Yeah, I would say with the Steelers, I think that they have that kind of, if you're getting rid of them, we know it's money, but it's money plus being a pain in the ass. We'd rather just trade and give all the money to DK Metcalf. So,
but he already got the money.
No, he got a new deal there, didn't he?
I'm saying he already got the money. And when everybody was talking, when the trade was made, it was, wow, DK Metcalf and Pickens. But I kind of, now that you look at it in hindsight, they were looking at it as DK Metcalf or Pickens.
Yeah, and I'm like, the Steelers are really, like, I feel like the Steelers have a new star receiver, like, every 2 years, even though they never have a quarterback since Big Ben. I feel like it's always a thing.
Even with Big Ben,
yeah. You go from Santonio Holmes to Antonio Brown. Like, I feel like they always, Hines Ward, like, I always feel like they got a guy. Like, they're going to be fine. Yeah, I think once Mike Tomlin reaches his limit on that, he goes, move on. He's got, like, that Belichick in him. He goes, let's get out early.
Still one of the greatest throws I've ever seen in a football game.
Oh, my God. Against Arizona? Sick.
I can't explain to people how difficult that throw and catch was and how shocked the cornerback was because he was standing damn near on the sideline.
It was unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Really, really great. Speaking of great, you want a champion of dry cleaning, a man who is pristine when it comes to your clothes, just like a pristine throw in the big game. You want to use A&T Dry Cleaners. Our boy Ara is the owner there. You guys can text or call him anytime at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy when you go to A&T Dry Cleaners. He's going to give you 25% off your order right off the bat for just listening to us two knuckleheads, Leroy. And they got everything there for you, man.
They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach. They have a seamstress on site. It's Ara's mother, so you know you're getting your best care because mama always takes care of things. All you have to do is give them a call. They can pick up or drop off your order. Give Ara a call at 954-610-9383. He'll tell you how much it costs, how long it's going to take. And I promise you, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Last night, Golden State, they end up beating the Minnesota Timberwolves.
What an ugly game.
Very ugly game. No Steph Curry. He left with a hamstring injury. Did not look good. Did not look good. Warriors end up winning 99-88. Just an abomination offensively from the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday, as Anthony Edwards just couldn't. Oof. I mean, he had a rough one. Like, puts him up there late, but for the most part was really struggling with his shot the entire game. Julius Randle, woof. Rudy Gobert, and Draymond Green. I mean, looking spry. Looking spry. Comes through for them. Buddy Hield, another monster game from three, and Jimmy Butler flirts with a triple-double.
I'm sick of that guy.
I would say
you're sick of him. Like, what are you going to do?
He lost his joy, and now he found it.
He did find his joy.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just sick.
This Buddy Hield guy, he has a comment every night. He doesn't even know to use finger quotes.
Buddy Hield got some big-ass gums.
Oh, does he?
when he smiles.
This is your new Chris Middleton?
Yeah.
No, his teeth more are in line.
Gumby.
You can see him.
Got Gumby over gums. Here. Dude, sick of this guy, man.
Like, it almost like his mouth opens up all the way past his nose, and you can see all this all up in here.
What does it say about Jimmy Butler?
What do you mean, what does it say?
Let's say you've been a committed relationship for like 6 years, and mm-hmm. you've gone through the highest of highs, and of course you're going to have some lows too, but then within like 2 weeks you got a new squeeze. That's a little sketchy.
Is it?
Sketchy.
You knew that it, you
we
knew
were
what
together
it was.
For 6 years.
Okay, but they said, but one side said, I don't want this to be a relationship anymore.
Speaking of side, where did this Buddy Hield come from, huh?
He was
all
there.
Your buddy with Buddy. Sick of this.
Is he supposed to not talk to anybody?
No, but just
supposed
like,
to FaceTime Nikola Jovic every
look,
single night?
I'm familiar with the act. I've seen this as this guy's ex. I've seen this over and over again. He's doing the
comedy little act.
Oh no, we're not friends.
That's the Kyle Lowry bit that he used to do with
the
us.
Kyle Lowry, the Max Strus, the Tyler Hero, and he even did it with Ira Winderman. This guy's a hoochie.
What do you mean he did it with Ira Winderman?
Jimmy Butler's a hoochie.
What?
I don't trust him.
Are you kidding me?
Just sick as I. You know, okay, we have the Knicks and the Celtics, of course. Never want to see them succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, this Jimmy Butler, Buddy Hield duo, it's getting close.
I'm going to tell you something right now, though.
Close.
Nightmare scenario for all the petty watching, because if he's able to beat the Wolves without Steph Curry,
oh, God.
If he does that and gets him to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looked pretty right the entire time, Marcos. I don't know what to tell you.
Now, let me ask you, as a premium petty card holder.
Yep.
If you see him play the way he's playing, and he gets them to the Western Conference Finals,
mm-hmm.
does it piss you off even more?
At him?
Yeah.
Why would that piss me off at him?
Because then you really know he was tanking it here.
I know that he was. I mean, I'm not a child. I know he was tanking it here. I'm obviously pissed that he tanked it here. I don't like that he showed up his or refused to speak to his former teammates. I thought that was low rent. I understand the Heat's frustration feeling like, hey, it was all him. Bam had nothing to do with it. Us finding all these undrafted gems had nothing to do with it. Dude, can this be one thing? This is one of the rare cases. Like, can both sides have a point here?
No.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Because no.
Because you were getting paid to do a job.
I understand. There's no excuse for the way that he left. The way that he left was awful. I understand. I am not absolving him.
You're
I'm
a fraud.
I'm not a fraud. I told you to pay him. I told you to pay him.
You know why? Let me tell you why you're a fraud. Because if I change one name in that story, right? Your whole attitude changes and you give the same exact reason you won't give to Jimmy to LeBron James.
Here's the thing with LeBron James.
I'm not mad that he left. It's how he left.
Okay.
It's how he
I understand.
Left.
I understand how that could seem hypocritical. No. I can understand how that seems hypocritical.
Seems.
I can understand how that seems hypocritical. I understand. I understand
you're
that.
Fraudulent.
I will even admit slight hypocrisy. I will admit slight hypocrisy. I've told you. Hold on. Hold on. I was rooting against the Warriors, against the Rockets. I'm going to tell you flat out. I was like, and I was furious with them. I'm like, Fred Van Vliet, bum, Shingun. I'm like, I wanted them to do it. However, I have said this entire time, I can't find the same animosity at Jimmy Butler that I did at LeBron. Now, part of the reason is, it is how you leave, because the Heat didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler. They decided. LeBron was like, he blindsided the Heat. He's like,
yeah, but you're still not getting paid to play basketball right now.
Totally right, Leroy. What Jimmy Butler did was way more unprofessional than what LeBron did, but what LeBron did hurt more.
You know why? You want to tell you it hurt more?
Because
LeBron was better and he had won two championships.
That's why it hurt more. I understand what you're saying there, and I don't disagree. LeBron was the best player on the planet. Jimmy Butler is not. However, Jimmy Butler went to his new destination, completely flipped their season, won, you know, as part of them winning a playoff series, and now has them 1-0, taking home court advantage. So his effectiveness as a playoff player, more impressive right now than LeBron James, who's sitting at home. So I get you.
40.
I get, well, Jimmy's 35.
Wait, when he left the Heat, he went on to win two more championships. So that doesn't even fly.
Yeah, he won two more championships. I mean, needed a suspension and needed, you know, Goran Dragic to get hurt, but he won us the championships. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. LeBron didn't take Draymond's foot and put it on somebody's nuts.
He baited him. We all know he baited him. We all know. Like, let's not change history. We know he baited
him. Wait a minute. As a man, have you ever gone into a situation and say, I'm going to bait him. He's probably going to kick me in the junk, but it'll be worth it.
Magic says, in Tobin's defense, we respect that we played a part in Jimmy leaving because we didn't give him efficient help or money. LeBron was a rat the way that he left. Jimmy looked us in the face and said he didn't want to be here. Exactly. And that's what Pat Riley said. Smiling faces with hidden agendas. Now, to be fair, Magic, to the Heat, okay? Because again, I think both sides have points.
No, they don't.
I think both sides have points.
You no longer have a point when you don't play for the money you're getting paid for.
Okay, all right, that's fine. That's fine. And again, that is the numero uno argument. He dogged it. That's wrong. I think I've chastised him enough.
You know what? Exhibit A. One-legged three.
His bigger point was, but when I try, look what happens.
But and you that didn't was, try.
But that
That's
was,
my bigger
but because
problem.
They didn't pay him. Because they didn't pay
but
him.
But he did lie to us also.
He was going to try. So is, wait. Here's what's equivalent if LeBron had did this. If LeBron had said, I'm coming back, and then left. Okay? Jimmy Butler said, I'm going to come and ball out. And he didn't. That's 10 times worse. Because he lied.
Worst?
I don't care what he gave, what excuses he gave after the fact.
Well, no.
But what's when the difference? Season started and he knew he wasn't going to get paid, he said,
"Is there a difference?
I'm just going to go and Hold ball
on.
Out.
Is there a difference between lying and sneaking Dan Gilbert into South Florida?
Yes. Here's why.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, you know why there's a difference? Because LeBron had every right to leave. His contract was up, and he could make that decision not to come back. While he was getting paid for the Heat, he played for the Heat. He never said, I'm going to come and ball out one more year and then tank it so he could get out.
What's a Pelicans game amongst friends?
Come on, dude.
Look, I get it. I understand. What he did to the Heat was wrong, but counterpoint, was Jimmy wrong as far as his importance, his effectiveness, and whether he was worth the money? Because right now, the Warriors owner is saying he was worth every penny. And he even said on the record, yes, there were concerns, but he's been worth every penny. And now he has them up 1-0 in a series. They were dogs. No Steph Curry. If he's able to get them to the Western Conference Finals, Leroy,
yes.
Isn't he? I mean, like, it's already undeniable how good he is as a playoff player. But if he's able to get this team to the Western Conference Finals, sans Steph, with Buddy Hield and the corpse of Draymond Green?
Can I also add one more caveat? The Warriors didn't have the stink of the last 2 years and Jimmy playing 55 games.
Of course he's in the honeymoon phase. So, I agree.
So from that standpoint, we making it sound like all of a sudden the Heat came to that conclusion when they came to that conclusion based on the availability of Jimmy Butler.
Dude, I understand. That's why I say what Jimmy did was wrong, but Jimmy's point wasn't wrong.
You can't make a point after you punch a person in the face.
Dude, we just talked about Halliburton Hero, right?
Yeah.
Because we say Jimmy Butler is not a regular season guy, right? Wes Goldberg always says, not a regular season star. He's a playoff star. His effectiveness in the playoffs, whatever it is, because like you even look, his shooting numbers weren't great last night, but whatever it is, what he's able to do to run a team, it's right there with any other player in the league. By himself, with all the pieces.
But counterpoint, playoffs. For the last 2 years, they've been in the play-in because Jimmy didn't play enough games.
They were in the play-in this year. You said play-in is play-in.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, I get how he is in the playoffs, but you got to position yourself so you don't have to go through all of this.
Margos, are you furious with him? I know you hate Buddy Hield and him.
I'm absolutely furious with him, dude. I do understand what you mean. You know, we were the ones like courting LeBron, and he kind of left us on red. That hurts.
But in all the things you could say about LeBron, and I don't argue about any of it, right? His contract was up. So any services that you were going to get next year were never promised, even though you may not like the way in which he did not provide his services the following year. I get all that. He had the right to go somewhere else. Jimmy was under contract.
Okay.
For not this year, but this year and next year.
But he only wanted one more year, too. Like, that's the other thing. He just wanted one more year.
Again,
and
man.
Everybody's going to get overpaid in the end. Everybody does. It's the NBA. Everybody gets overpaid at the end. Okay, and the other thing is, How can we sit here? How can we, Leroy, in good conscience, how can we sit here and disparage his importance? I can get how his act wears thin, but they just got smoked by a record amount, and everybody over there is saying he's the reason we are where we are.
Okay, that's great. Okay, but let me ask you a question. You understand what Pat Riley's argument was.
Yeah.
Right? And it's justified. Okay? That I don't give a rat's ass what Jimmy does in the playoffs if every year we're fighting for our lives in the play-in.
Okay. But the counterpoint to that would be, who's failed at their job more over the last 4 years, Pat Riley or Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler.
Really? What's Pat gotten?
He hasn't played enough.
We're more in this situation because of the decisions Pat Riley's front office has made than Jimmy Butler.
Correct, but one of those decisions was Jimmy Butler, and he wasn't available. So what do? You think, here, are you the person that say, you know what, if I pay him, he's going to change?
I mean, that's been the case most of his problems. When he's had problem plays, it's because they haven't paid him.
You're always going to have a hard time selling me on paying a guy 2 years from now when he's not giving you enough services right now. And I understand why a team or an organization wouldn't pay a player when their biggest concern is availability, and you think that's going to get better if you pay him. You have to have questions about that.
We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. In a few minutes, top of the hour, we're going to talk to Mike Mallett, who is going to be fighting on UFC 315 this weekend. He's Canadian. His brother's in the NHL.
Ah. Really?
Ah. Plays for the Kings.
Oh, okay.
We're going to find out whether or not, because I don't know what his hockey loyalties are. I would imagine now they're to the Kings, but I want to find out if he thinks Leafs fans, I don't know, maybe he hates Sam Bennett, or
I don't know how, maybe, you don't know what, you don't maybe, know what it is inter-Canadian.
Yeah, I don't know. He's from Ontario, but I don't know what team he roots for. Maybe he's a Sens fan. I don't know what he grew up as, but obviously they must love hockey, I would think. So, we'll talk to Mike coming up at about noon, and, we'll see whether or not he stands.
I would bet as a kid he played hockey.
We'll ask. And we'll find out whether or not he stands with the Leafs or if he stands with the Cats.
And that as will a fighter?
And that will determine whether or not I root for him.
As a fighter, I would guess, like, he can get physical with the best of them.
Let's mix it on up here. Froggy, what do you got for us? Righty then, ladies and gentlemen, I have arguably the biggest hoodwink we've seen of the year, the biggest thievery since the bobbery. Now, this has very little to do with what's going on the field and more as to what happened in the stands. This comes at a baseball game, I believe, between the Yankees, and I think I saw some White Sox jerseys, but I don't do my research.
The White Sox are really bad.
They are pretty bad. But I know 100% that this was very, very Yankee fan activity here. I'm not sure if you guys have ever been blessed enough to attend a baseball game and have a baseball, foul ball, home run. You guys ever caught a ball before?
I've caught two foul balls.
Two foul balls.
One was on the fly, and one was on the bounce from the rubber warning track at Dolphins Hard Rock Pro Player Land Shark Stadium.
Exactly.
That's impressive. Bare hand or?
Yeah, bare hand. Well, I'm wearing a glove. I'm not a child.
Sometimes they do that. Some people do that. Leroy, ever caught anything? I know you had, but you're probably like behind the plate or something like that, right?
No, I remember in college I caught a foul ball and I threw it back.
Oh, was it from the opposite team?
No.
I threw it back.
I didn't know we could keep it. It was college.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, that's good. He didn't want any sort of...
Baseball's expensive.
Because you know, no, because you know, like in Little League, they will hunt you down to get that ball back. Throw it back in the bucket.
Well, I have here a very interesting play. I'm going to give the play-by-play because I'm not sure if this gentleman has any profanities. For those who may be listening on the radio or the Odyssey app, make sure you tune into YouTube or Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. You're going to see a ball that hits the home run stand here. A gentleman catches the ball, young sports fan who's going to be here with his friends. You see he's here in the green shirt here.
Okay.
They all look like, you know, teenagers. He grabs the ball in celebration. Now they're all jumping. Yay. They're having a good time. Everyone is having a great time. He's pulling out the phone. Then you see right here, you see the ball, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ball that seems to be free in the celebration. The ball seems to come out of the glove of the person who caught it. Now, of course, it should be as simple as, oh, just return the ball. But this Yankee fan right here sees the ball, immediately picks it up, stuffs it in his pocket, begins clapping and celebrating with other people.
Hey, look what stumbled upon me, Zah!
Now you see the gentleman in the green shirt here who caught it originally begins to panic and wonder, where did my ball go? But as you can see, as he's jumping, the ball seems to come out. He picks it up really quickly. Now the guy's like, where's the ball at? Where'd the ball go? See, he catches it, and then boom, right there, picks it up right in the pocket, celebrates, and then begins clapping up the person behind him for some reason.
You know what we say is finders keepers, losers weepers.
Right next to him. And you know what? If I know a Yankee fan like how I know a Yankee fan, that gentleman is going to help him look for it,
too. You know, like, so that guy, all he has to do is just make it through the rest of the game, and he's good.
Tell you, he's going to help him look for it. He's going to be like, I don't know, man. It has to be somewhere around here.
Oh, isn't that unfortunate?
God, that is easily.
You see the other guy in the green is like, "Hey, bro, what are you doing?"
That like, guy's like, going. "Hey,
like what?"
That guy's like, "Hey, that was good."
Hey,
now watch it. Go, keep running.
This ball.
Now watch this guy right there. No, keep going.
Yeah,
cheering.
Ball flies.
I would also see. Here's what I would also say. I would say that guy. That guy's, he's a young man. He's probably like, I don't know, 22.
That guy in the other, that, he looks like, I would like, say, oh, that's rotten.
Look, you got to hold on to the ball if you're a celebration guy.
Got
to
hold on.
Even if you caught it on the fly. If you get caught, if you got, yeah, you got to get, if it's a kid, you give it back to the kid.
Yeah.
He's a little older than a kid.
That's like 16, 17 right there.
Even, I think 15, 14, that's pushing it. 14, 15, you got to have a lesson about catching the ball.
Got to look it through. Got to look it. And just the way he just immediately puts it in his pocket.
Very sneaky.
He
looks criminal, right?
he
looks criminal.
He looks like he's pulled off a few pickpockets.
Not the first time he's done that, for sure. In the pocket immediately, and then turns around and claps up everyone else. We're all still celebrating.
Danny, did you see what he just did there?
Just dropped the ball.
Rocco just snatched this guy's ball.
That's crazy.
Rocco.
You see him just looking for it in pain. Like, oh, it's gone. It's gone. What would you rather, the ball or this viral moment?
Do you think, like, I wonder if there's been a come to moment of, like, this guy has now realized this guy has my ball?
Yes, a report.
Like, what if they're season ticket holders?
Oh.
Like, what if they sit next to each other all the time? Yeah. Hey, Rocco, you stole my ball. Hey, did I? You dropped it.
Yeah, Rocco, it has 3 million views on YouTube. Yeah, I know it was you.
Listen, the memory is now bigger than the catch.
Not to me! So he sold the ball already, for sure. Ball's gone.
I mean, is he sold the ball? Is it a memorable ball?
You know what?
Who hit it?
Okay, so it has to be a Yankee.
It has to be a Yankee.
It has to be a Yankee with all them happy.
Is there any footage of the at-bat of who hit it?
Oh, I gotta find this. I'll do more research.
Just go all the way to the back.
No, it doesn't. Unfortunately, it just,
okay, no worries.
This just covers the
and hoodwinked the guy next to him.
That's crazy. Oh, it was the Padres, by the way.
No, they're good.
Yeah,
Padres.
Much better than the Sox. But yes, gentlemen, that is a thievery to open up the mixed bag.
Wow, that's good. You got anything else?
Indeed, I do, my friend. Speaking of thievery, Tyrese Halliburton yesterday stole the game from the jaws of defeat.
Yeah, he did.
Not only did he get his own rebound, he hit one of the coldest step back threes I've ever seen. Although Jalen Brunson's recently was good, but he's a New York Knicks, so, you know, can't give him credit. Halliburton, though, after being called overrated many times, had this to say on his game-winning shot.
I just saw an opportunity. Missed a free throw. Somebody had a beautiful tip. I grabbed the rebound, and there was no chance I was passing it, you know, down the line. This is what I do, and trying to make a big play.
Stones, dude. And then he does the Sam Cassell big ball celebration.
Wow.
Once done by Eddie House, of course.
Yes.
Karan
hurt even more to all the people who have doubted him.
Coach Karan Butler posted at one point, he also did the same Cassell.
Oh, did he?
And he's it was with the headlines, Karan Butler fined $15,000 for big ball stands.
You think Tyrese gets fouled?
Who doesn't want that guy as a head coach?
Come on.
Karan Butler. He's like, did the big balls dance? Too.
I'll take him. Him or Quinn, I'll take him.
All right. That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. We'll tap in with Canada next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.